This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I've seen in the news a lot since the new year some stories that suggest that the Illinois State Police are, in some cases, cracking down on a specific type of moving violation, you might say. In this case, people who drive in the left lane and don't ever get back into the right lane of traffic when they drive. It's not exactly a crackdown effort, but I thought we'd talk about it nonetheless with Illinois State Police Trooper Jason Wilson, the Safety Education Officer for District 7, who from a time or two you may know, District 7 covers Knox, Rock Island, Henry, and Mercer counties. And Jason's on the line right now. Trooper Wilson, thanks as always, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, you bet. Well, good evening.
Good evening to you. I guess my first question is, well, before I ask about this supposed kind of sort of not really crackdown per se, how much of a problem is, from your perspective, people who drive in the left lane or who constantly stay in the left lane?
Well, one of the things that this law actually addresses is just getting people to not abuse or stay in what's considered the faster passing lane. With that said, obviously with this law, we're not trying to encourage anybody to speed, but we just want to make sure that the flow of traffic continues to stay at a safe flow more than anything else. So when somebody moves over to the left lane, they've got, when we pull people over for this violation, we've heard many different reasons why, from, well, I didn't know it was a law, to I don't want people to speed, so I stay over here to block them. Or, I mean, just any other, I'm from Wisconsin, I mean, that's whatever it might be, that just seems to be the way it works, is that they just want to stay in that left lane. And what it does is it actually causes some blockages on the road as people are trying to travel down the roadway. And when cars start to stack up, the more congestion there is in one spot, the more likely that someone is eventually going to get into a crash, which is what we're trying to prevent with this law.
And that's the main thing, right? The left lane is the passing lane, and that congestion comes from people who just want to pass, right?
Yeah, that's what it's designed for. That's why we have the multi-lane system on the interstate, is just to make sure that people can continue to travel without having to worry about being obstructed. So, unfortunately, what we also see are the people who are more aggressive that want to use that left lane to pass other vehicles. Sometimes they aren't exactly pleasant when they get held up, and that leads to road rage incidents, which is going to obviously lead to more dangerous situations on that roadway as well.
In terms of traffic violations that you see on a regular basis, Where does this rank? I mean, and I ask that because I know we spend a lot of time around special enforcement periods where you're looking for other violators, the distracted drivers, people who aren't wearing seatbelts, that type of thing.
I'm not sure where exactly it would rank with in regards to number of violators. I would say that speeding is obviously our deadliest and most common violation. Past that, I'm not sure what it would be, but it is something that we do for kind of an enforcement opportunity whenever we observe it to happen on the roadways when we're out there driving around.
Is it one of those things where if you see somebody in the left lane and they're not moving, that that's probably not the only thing you'll find that's a problem with that vehicle or that driver?
It could be. Our troopers are encouraged to stop people that are doing this because we know that it could end up causing a problem further down the road with when we're not around, when people aren't driving so angelically with each other.
Angelically, so, that's a good one.
Like it, thank you. But we want to make sure that when we stop somebody, we don't always issue a citation. We can actually issue warnings. And in these situations, a lot of times the troopers will issue warnings and also provide some education so that people can't appreciate why we need to keep that left lane clear.
Okay. So I think some of the stories I saw suggested that in some areas, state police were using either special or unmarked vehicles or something like that to specifically look for left lane drivers. Is that happening?
I know it's happening in certain portions of the state. District 7, we could be employing that at some point in time as well. I'm not saying we are right now. I'm not saying we're not. It's just going to depend on the availability of resources to be able to implement that type of detail, to be able to actually go out and do a special enforcement detail like that.
There's a part of me that seems to think that, oh, that would be a huge waste of taxpayer money if you did something like that. But then I know that there are things like, you know, the drive sober or get pulled over things, where those come from federal and not local funds per se. So I would imagine if you really wanted to, it's not out of the realm of possibilities, right?
Well, and what this really comes down to is on average, the average driver commits 2 traffic violations per mile driven.
Wow.
So as police officers, we know that there is no way that first that we're going to be everywhere all the time. As we hear many people say, how come a cop wasn't here when I needed them? We can't be everywhere all the time. So we're not going to be able to stop every violation we see, and we can't get every violation that happens out there. But what we are trying to do when we do traffic enforcement is get what's called voluntary compliance. That just means that people stay within the realm of safety within the traffic laws. And one of the best ways to ensure that that's happening for the most part is by actually going out and doing visible enforcement. So that person that may their entire driving career say, nope, the left lane's mine, I'm staying here, they get pulled over by a trooper, and that trooper says, look, this is a law. You cannot just sit out there in the left lane when there's no other traffic around. You do have to move over to the other lane. We're going to write you a ticket, or we're going to write you a warning. And then if that driver takes off, they've got that little bit of experience now to say, okay, so they can actually pull me over for this. Maybe I need to just stay over here and keep that lane clear for other drivers.
Conversely, there are people, and I'm sure you run into this quite a bit, at least in times where you and I have talked in the past and we've posted the interview online, or when we've done other stories saying that there are special enforcement details. There are people that think that, for lack of a better term, all laws are bad, or at least most laws are bad, and think that and say that, you know, the Illinois State Police is just a money-making entity for the state. So, you know, why are they doing this that's why they're doing it, as opposed to actually wanting safe people on the roads. And I think that was the case when we, I think, talked a while back about something with speed limits and things like that. So what do you say to those people that think you're just out there to make the state money?
And, you know, I've even had people say that to me in both trainings and while making traffic stops. And I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't even know where this money goes. I know where it doesn't go. It does not go in my pocket. That has never happened, where I've gotten a seatbelt ticket bonus or a speed ticket bonus. I've never seen that in my almost 20 years in this job. But what I have done is I've actually called the circuit clerks for the counties and asked them, what is the breakdown of a ticket? Where does that money go? Mm-hmm. And I forget the exact totals, but just under 90% of that citation stays in that county, and more so within the township that ticket's written.
Yeah.
So what it comes down to, and when I go in and talk to driver's ed classes, I'll even ask them, so if it's not about the money for us, I'm going to go ahead and admit I am very selfish when I write these tickets. I will admit that, because I think I'm getting some benefit out of this. And then I'll ask the students, what do you think that benefit is? And they'll all kind of look around dumbfounded, not quite understand what I'm asking.
Right.
I'll say, when a crash happens, a very severe crash happens, who's the first one normally that's going to show up? It's going to be the police officer. And then all the other emergency personnel show up. Then, you know, the coroner's going to get there. They've proclaimed that the victim's been deceased, remove the body. Everybody comes and does their measurements. And then who's the last person still at that crash scene? It's usually that very first trooper or police officer that showed up to handle that crash. Unfortunately, when everybody else goes away from that scene, that police officer, instead of going away from that scene, is going to go with the coroner to that family's house. And there's very few police officers out there that you're going to be able to run into that don't have some sort of story that haunts them about pulling up on one of these scenes. So what it comes down to is, yes, we are very selfish when we write these tickets, but it's because we really do not want to handle those kinds of scenes ever again if we can possibly help it. So we do issue citations. We're not apologetic about it, simply because we know what happens when somebody continues that type of behavior.
I'm out of time, but I wanted to ask you, we didn't have any problems over the Christmas or New Year's holiday, or at least major problems in this area traffic-wise?
I guess I can knock on wood and say things were actually fairly quiet.
Great.
I want to thank everybody for doing that for us by obeying the traffic laws and driving safely.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to make any money for the state during that period.
Oh, well, I guess we'll be all right.
There you go. State Police, State Trooper Jason Wilson with Illinois State Police District 7. Thanks so much again for your time and dispelling some of these myths, if you will. I don't know that it's going to convince everybody, but I think you did your part.
We do what we can, Will. Thank you very much.
Trooper Jason Wilson again on Galesburg's Evening News. Sports and business news next on WGIL.